Frozen Diplomacy, written by Ruby Tan, read by Raven. The planet was freezing cold when they beamed down, as they knew it would be. Even through the insulated layers he'd put on beforehand, Jim could feel the chill creeping down to his bones. Hopefully, the Kathanan had plenty of heating inside. If they ever got inside, the delegation met them at the beam down point, looking for all the world like they didn't notice the cold at all. Their breath wasn't even steaming, unlike Jim's and Spock's, which probably looked quite odd to them. Well, it wouldn't be the first time some aliens thought Jim was a weirdo, and he was sure it wouldn't be the last. They made it through the little introductory small talk while Jim tried valiantly not to shiver too obviously. Iowa got cold, but nothing like this. Jim noticed that Spock subtly moved closer, probably noticing how uncomfortable he was. It was kind of sweet. "Please, let us adjourn inside," one of the delegates finally said. She smiled, antennae bobbing. "You and your husband must be quite cold. I apologize for not realizing sooner." Jim startled a little. He looked over at Spock, who was looking back steadily, only the faintest trace of amusement visible on his face. "Well, husband was close enough," Jim supposed. "Thank you," he said with a winning smile. "That would be great." The end. Thank you for listening.